Shalom Aleichem of Yafav Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Dalid, Sota 34a, pagination is 67. We'll start from the bottom of the page, two lines above the wide. Mikan Atah Mechashev Le'eshkol. In this way, you can calculate the bunch of grapes, the cluster of grapes that the spies brought back to the Jews in the desert. The concept over here is that Moshe sent 12 spies into what would become the land of Israel, and they were asked to bring back a report about the land. 10 of the spies brought back a bad report. They interpreted their findings in a way that would demoralize the people. 2 of the spies, Yehoshua and Kalev, insisted that the land was good and Hashem's promise to bring them to this land would be fulfilled. The question of how the 10 spies got so misled into bringing back a bad report is the subject of a further session, perhaps tomorrow. But for right now, let's focus on what they did and what role Yehoshua and Kalev played or did not play. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayisa'uhu b'mot b'shnoyim. They carried the cluster of grapes on a pole using 2 people. Asks the Gemara, there's clearly something deeper to this pasuk. Mimashma shenema b'mot, if you tell me that it was with a pole, eini yodeya shebishnayim, don't I know that it's already 2 people? By definition, the reason to use a pole, the word mot, referring to a large pole, clearly has 2 people carrying it. Ma tamad loma b'shnayim, why does it say 2? The Gemara says, b'shnei motos, they were actually using 2 poles. 1 pole wasn't enough for this cluster of grapes. They had 2 poles, meaning 4 people would be carrying the cluster of grapes. Amar Rab Yitzchak goes a step further. Since we know that there were 10 meraglim involved in the bad report, they brought back the fruit in a way to make a declaration that the fruit of the land was so humongous and scary that they insisted the people of the land were also humongous and scary and we can't conquer them. And the large fruit, instead of being viewed as bracha, as blessing, were being viewed as a catalyst for fear. The cluster of grape being carried on 2 poles accounts for 4 people. Amar Rab Yitzchak says, Turtani v'turtani de turtani, there were support poles, and there were additional support poles, the balancing poles, that went underneath the initial poles in order to support the weight so that they could properly carry this cluster of grapes that they chose to display as the trophy from the land of Israel. Haketzad, how does this work? Shimona Naso Eshkol, there were actually 2 poles with the cluster, and 2 poles supporting those 2 poles, for a total of 8 people carrying the cluster. And in addition to that, Echad Nasa Rimod ve'Echad Nasa Te'ena, 1 person brought a large pomegranate, and the other chose a large fig, and that accounts for the 10 people who returned with the bad report. Yahshua ve'Kalev la Nasu Klum. The Gemara clearly states Yehoshua and Kalev did not carry anything. Either because they were very important, they already had status of significance, or they didn't carry because they realized where this was going. The people were choosing the largest in order to make the argument that this is a scary land that we can't conquer. And therefore, Yehoshua and Kalev did not participate. And therefore, out of the 12, only 10 were carrying fruit from the land. It's interesting that the Israeli Ministry of Tourism has a logo that has two people carrying grapes. And if you ask a person who's slightly knowledgeable, they will probably respond to your question, who are those two people depicted? And they'll answer, Yehoshua and Kalev, the spies who came to the land. And that's clearly not true. Yehoshua and Kalev, on the contrary, were the two spies who did not carry the grapes. And that picture would actually have two problems with it if it was meant to be historical. Number one, the grapes were carried by more than two people. And number two, it wasn't Yehoshua and Kalev. What is perhaps intended by the Ministry of Tourism's picture is to depict what we wish would have happened and what our mission in our day is to declare, as Kalev did, Tova ha'aretz, ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. The land is excessively good, and therefore almost like a tikkun. This is what could have, should have, would have, wishfully should have happened, that Yehoshua and Kalev would have brought back with a good report fruit of the land, and the people never would have complained. We wouldn't have had a Tisha B'Av, and so many different things would have played out if that would have been true. Let's move on to Amud Beis and get a further elaboration on the role of Yehoshua and Kalev during this mission of spying. Almost halfway down on the page, the first word is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the abbreviation, and then we begin. Vaya'alu ba'negev, they went up through the south, Vayavo ad Chevron, and they came to Chevron, but it doesn't say they came to Chevron. It says Vayavo, Lashon Yachid, singular. He came to Chevron. And therefore the Gemara comments, Vayavo mi boile, it ought to have said they, and it doesn't. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Melamed, it's teaching you, Shapirish Kalev me'atzas meraglim, Kalev separated himself from the council of the spies. V'holach, he went, v'nishtateach al kivrei avos, and he spread himself out, he fell in prayer by the graves of our ancestors, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Amalo, and he said, there in Chevron, where they're buried, avosai bakshu alai rachamim, plead with Hashem that I should succeed, that I should be protected from this bad plan, she'enotza me'atzas meraglim, I should be saved from their plan. Yehoshua, regarding Yehoshua, kevar bikesh Moshe olav rachamim, Moshe davened for him, and he did not go to Chevron, and that's why only Kalev, and therefore it's singular. Shenemar, the Pasuk says about Yehoshua, Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. Moshe changed his name as if to say, Ka Yoshiacha Miatzas Meraglim, Hashem should protect you from the counsel of the spies. Vahainu dichsiv, that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Va'avdi Kalev, my servant Kalev, Ekev Haisa Ruach Acheres Imo, a different spirit was with him than the other spies, because he went off to Hebron and davened that he should overcome the test of what they were doing. It's interesting, the Or HaChaim on Chumash learns the Pasuk with an interesting twist. He says that Kolev almost fell in to the Meraglim's plan, and it was an act of desperation that he went to Hebron to reinforce his resolve that he should not pick the way of the Meraglim. And that's what the Pasuk means. Ekev hoysa ruach acheres imo. Indeed, Kalev had a different spirit with him, a terrible spirit, a spirit of the other 10 spies. He was at risk. And he took that spirit and vanquished it by going to Hebron and getting himself set in a proper way. One final observation over here regarding the name change of Yehoshua. So Yehoshua's approach in Avoda was possibly different than Kalev's. He was Me'urav, he was mixed with the people. When Moshe is ready to separate from the people, Hashem says, if you're angry with them and I'm angry with them, who's going to be Mekarev them? And Hashem says, Yehoshua is eligible. If you want, he can take over as the leader. Apparently, Yehoshua had this quality that he was able to join with the other people, and perhaps Moshe felt Yehoshua was particularly at risk and gave him this name change and gave him this special blessing. The question that we deal with, though, is that Yehoshua, by that name, shows up earlier in Torah as well. At the end of Parshas Bishalach, he's referred to as Yehoshua. So there are three different approaches regarding that presentation. One approach is that the Torah later is recording the event and uses Yehoshua's name the way it became, but that at the time, his name was Hosea. Later it's recorded. That's the style liberty of the Torah, to record it whichever way the Torah wants to record it. It records it as Yehoshua, but it wasn't his name at the time. The other approaches from the Ramban are that Yehoshua's name actually was changed earlier because Moshe was able to foresee through prophecy or Ruach HaKodesh that it would be necessary. And his name was changed earlier, but we're only told about it in Parshas Shelach when it was relevant, when that was the reason for the change. Another approach is that Moshe called Yehoshua sometimes Yehoshua. Perhaps that's the name he used, but he wasn't koveya it that everybody should call his name Yehoshua until the time of the Meraglim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.